It's the beginning of this year at Hampshire College. I've set up a show, and this woman named Katie is playing. Her act is called Dear Nora. And I fall deeply and desperately and truly in love with her. Listen to this song. I wasn't particularly impressed. My father always used to tell me, Annie Lennox is a great singer, he would say. I thought, quite honestly, that she was a big dork.
I never knew what Annie Lennox sounded like, I guess.
I thought she was goth or something.
All joking aside, though, about Annie Lennox, this year, my housemates have introduced me to this song, and now when I hear it, I dream of kitchens and cooking and things of that nature. I'll just let the song do the rest of the talking.
us that me and RJ and our friend Todd, who used to go to school here, also lived in two summers ago together. But this past fall, I was living there by myself, and I was pretty depressed. And one day I went to Best Buy, which happens to be the best record store in Sarasota, Florida, sadly.
That's a lot.
Don't even start about Boogie Woogie. Anyway, it's far inferior store. Anyhow, I went and bought this CD to cheer myself up as a reward after accomplishing some kind of academic endeavor.
How does it make you feel?
Good.
That's beautiful, huh?
Yeah.
That's just like the song we're talking about. I just want to stop and say that, take this opportunity to tell y'all that the yurt here, it's not your average radio station. I just wanted to tell you guys that. I'll let the song do the rest of the talking.
I've been stuck in the struggle and I've been wondering if I'm ever gonna bubble. I'm getting caught up in the tussle instead of using my muscle. When every time I extend my heart to my mother, caught up in the game, no one back up in the hustle. Sometimes I sit in the one. If a nigga pulled my number, if it wasn't for the thought of fam in this world where nobody don't give a damn, but I'm still a man. Got a soul program, I'ma pump my fist. I'm staying ready for this, and you can put this on wish. I never see the abyss, and when I needed a ride, you wouldn't give me a lift. And I won't pop in my wrist. You niggas all on my dick. I wanna change the world, you wanna change your life. I wouldn't put up a fight if I knew it was right. They say everything happened for a reason. Can you tell me why this nigga's bleeding? Needing general assistance. I'm here needing public housing. I'm here trying to make ends meet, trying to get on the fleek, but see, I'm already so cloudy. And I know what you don't know. You better get on your mission and get down for your dough. See, the real niggas ready out here taking control. See, I'm screaming, I'm old with my pockets on swole. Please, Mr. Postman, quit bringing these bills to my house. Quit bringing this stress to my spots, cause I'm ready for the kill on. Look out, look out. If you niggas try to run up on the bone, I'ma show you like this, I'ma pull my chrome. I don't wanna have to send a nigga home. Lord, please take me home. Come and take me home.
Question has been asked here on the Yurt Radio, which I told you is different from the other radio. Do we get to curse? To that I say, heck yes, we get to curse. Oh, the song is
out. That's a 9 to 5, and even putting overtime. If I had to grind, I was slinging up, hanging up on the block, taking the nuts at the cops, clocked on the night shift. Yeah, didn't think I'd ever make it out of the ghetto. But we finally made it, stay dedicated to the music we made, yeah. Now it's on, wrong, thug, leaving home, came back the next year. Number one platinum song, we blew up from the dough. And what do you know? Easy, rest is so. Left us in the mess, I don't regret it, but we better get up and get it going. Everything's gone wrong, since you left alone, and I'm right.
To let you guys know that I believe that some of what we have said may not have been going out onto the air. This is disappointing to me, but the problem certainly has been solved now. I'll let this song do the rest of the talking.
They got me tripping, ready to come get my chips. They got me tripping, loading the clip, they're tripping. Lord, I feel like I'm losing it right now.
commitment is never enough. They get no rush home. Nobody don't trust too much. You better be good. You know I'm on the hood inside.
We get on the top.
Ride out laughing up when niggas die. Niggas crowd around nasty drunk into the grave. I've been one of the great, not one of the slaves. So one of the pain and every one of the same. Stay hate that I made by the television. Run around telling niggas we better behave. God in the place and the grin running around on my face. I'm telling the fate of a prayer with hate. See that the cake, I take another breath and shake. That's all of the pride. It's all about heartache, hard to wait. Lost mom and pop and left home. Wish I'm on Charlie. Sit list in the back and tell it his selection. This made is probably robbing my mind in a song. Crying for the life of you gone. Just me and my destiny. Let's roll. Let's
take me home. Cause I don't remember. Take me home.
When the bones coming up so strong, we just wanna hear to see what we do. You motivated us at the shows we seen you. And I really hope they listen what we spit on these songs.
Go Bone Thugs.
Like one said we never make it. Like 230 million they face it. And I really thought it was over, put us on and he left. Crossed over. Back to the hood we soldier. The music thing and make it back scandal. But fate kicked in and award shows and we winning now. Gotta keep it coming, food in my baby's mouth. And things have changed like relationships. Ain't did nothing, now you wanna flip. If it ain't meant to be with a little ooh-wee, with a little ooh-wee, I'm tired of trying to help these thugs. Lord, just got them home, got them home.
Take me home. Cause I don't want to
I went down to my hometown of Sarasota, Florida with a couple of friends of mine. Go to the school. You may know them. One's named Glenn from Irving. The other one's named Peter Harcourt. And the funny thing about going to Sarasota with Peter Harcourt is that last year for spring break, I went to Sarasota. And guess who I went with? Peter Harcourt. Last year in Sarasota, I used to drive a green Ford Explorer. It's a sports utility vehicle. What can I say? It was free from my dad, so I drive it. What can I say? It's a sports utility vehicle. I would let the song do the talking, but there's more to my story. In any case, since then, a tree's fallen on my car and destroyed it. I told you guys about that last week. But at this point, two spring breaks ago, I was driving around Sarasota with my friend Peter Harcourt. We were listening to this remnant playing the mixtape. He has these photographs of it on his website, which is called KodakCulture.org. And it's sort of freaky because I can't really remember anything about the trip except for the photographs. I talked with Carrie about that today, a little bit. We went to the horrible restaurant that has good food. I like the song being talking.
There's no one to know, there's nothing to do. The city's been down since you've been gone. Stands on the roof at night and watch as something seems to happen somewhere else. I feel like the breeze could pick me up and carry me away. Out and over the iridescent grid. Well, up and away from the bar fights and neon lights. And out and away from everything that makes me what I am. So I'm not unsympathetic. I see why you left. There's no one to know. There's nothing to do. The city's been dead since you've been gone.
So you could only listen to it in isolation anytime you wanted to hear it.
For 2 seconds of your
that
love.
Is deep.
2 seconds of your love.
How deep is it?
It's all I need of you.
2 seconds of your love.
2 seconds of your time.
That's enough to say we're
through. Enough to say we're through. 2 beats of your heart. Enough to know we'll never part. 2 seconds of your love. It's all I ever want. I never thought that he'd go that far. Lost his job and he stole a car. And he's running back to you the way that you want him to. Late at night I reminisce over the lips I used to kiss and your hand upon my wrist. Why don't you send me a line? I'm almost certain. Of your love.
2 seconds of your love. It's all I need of you. 2 seconds of your time.
That's enough to say we're through.
2 beats of your heart. Enough to know we'll never part. 2 seconds of your love.
It's all I ever want.
2 seconds of your love. It's all I need of you.
of your time. That's enough to say we're through. 2 beats of your heart, enough to know we'll never part. 2 seconds of your love, it's all I ever
heard Archers of Loaf because I had a catalog from Alias, I think? Alias Records, whatever. And they sent free CDs with a picture of a wagon on them, and it was just like a compilation thing. And that's the beginning of that. It's not a very good memory, but it is a memory. And how can we judge memories?
So that was, oh, that's a little loud, I think. So that was Archers of Loaf with their hit track, Harnessed in Slums, off their album VV. My friend Eric Mann used to be called V, and I think it had something to do with that album. He really likes that band. Before that, you heard 2 Seconds by Laura Cantrell. She's just great. I can't say enough good things about her. Before that was The Dismemberment Plan, and before that was Bone Thugs. In Harmony. That's right, Bone Thugs in Harmony. I think I really like them. I don't know that much about them, but I've just really been turned on to them. I mean, an old love was rekindled, basically. A sweet old love was rekindled, basically. This next song is Yume Bitsu, who I know almost nothing about, besides the fact that one of the guys in the band stayed at my house, and he was a real weirdo. But I like some of their music sometimes. So here they come. Okay. Mwah. I am sitting on the porch of a boyfriend's house with him and some old male acquaintances. We rock on swings in the humid night I've been waiting for all year at college. The one that always calls me back to Florida, and my bones are getting chilled in the squash field that is Western Massachusetts. There are some newly built speed bumps all the way down the street. I rode by them as they were being built today, smelling the fresh asphalt, swerving between the cones. Brian running over it, still wet maybe, but it turned out it was dry enough. And we watch drivers surprised by the new terrain as we talk, chuckling at the bottoming out of cars, urging them to go on to glorious jumps, though we know they don't hear us. That journal entry was too serious. It's understood we call the event the journal entry spoke of. Speed bumps have just been built. Me and my friend Brian. Shout out, Brian. A little bit louder, Brian. That's right. Me and my friend Brian, we were sitting out on the porch of this house called the Future House in Gainesville. They just built these speed bumps, like I said, now about 3 times. And no one knew that they were there, really. And so these cars would just come by and they'd go flying down these old little Gainesville streets. Gainesville, Florida, little southern Florida town. They go boom, up, bottom out, smash. We all go, yeah! It was a great time. And then this one person came up on a little scooter. And they came by, and we started screaming at them. And then as they came by, we realized that it was a young woman. And it became very creepy that we were screaming at them. And very awkward. But then eventually I think they figured out that our intentions were good. And they came by and they jumped off of the speed bump. Those were the days. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's the total mindfuck. What I just told you didn't exactly happen. Because in order to screw myself up, sometimes I write these fictional journal entries, and I mix them with my real journal entries, so that most of that story is true. Except Brian wasn't there with me. Jesus, man. I really got myself playing games with myself. Thank you.
covering Go to School song. Which... I don't know what I think about this song. I have it on about 3 or 4 different mixtapes from different people. From boys. And I don't really know what that means. RJ, what do you think about this song?
Well, Carrie, the point of my show, Late Night Combos, is not so much the song, but the memory associated with the song. So why don't you tell us about one of those mixtapes, or one of those boys?
Okay. Well, this song was put on a mixtape. Let's forget the boy part. It was just on a mixtape that I received in my campus mailbox 2 Valentine's days. Two Valentine's ago. Where every song was themed in, I guess, in a romantic fashion. Except for two. Well, two seemed to be a little different. This song and a song by The Rentals, which has the line. I can't remember it now, but I remember commenting on it once in the car to RJ about how it was an awkward song to put on a mixtape that was otherwise romantically themed for Valentine's Day. I was wrong, I knew it all
along. I confess that I transgressed. Amen. To cast my plight in a better light, to give a disposition of my conditions that come wrong. I know I've been wrong, sick and wrong. What does that make you? I know I've been wrong, sick and wrong. What does that make me? This was a Marine Research Jam covering Built to Spill. This is a Mason Jennings song, covering Mason Jennings. It's called Butterfly.
Look at me now, I'm all dressed up in your words today. Do you think about me? What do you think about me? And if it comes down, it's still about the sweet little things you say. After all that I've run from, where the fuck did you come from? Butterfly, baby, I still have my doubts about you, cause butterfly, cause I can't find nothing bad about you, and butterfly, you messed me up, you made my heart double beat, and butterfly, I don't know how it is you got inside of me, but you're in there now, oh, you're in there now, you're in there now, you made me yours, with your lovely cures. Life is life, I don't know why it is I do things like this. After all that I've come from, you're the woman I should run from. Butterfly, baby, I still have my doubts about you, cause butterfly, cause I can't find nothing bad about you, ain't butterfly, you messed me up, you made my heart double beat, ain't butterfly, I don't know how it is you got inside of me.
Welcome back to the Don Imus Show. Sorry. Welcome back to the Sweetie Bone Show with your host, Sweetie Bone, a.k.a. RJ, doing some late-night convos. Up next, we're going to play a romantic song and interview my friend Carrie about romantic things. Isn't that right, Carrie?
Oh, yes.
Carrie, during the break, you suggested to me that this song reminded you of some sort of romantic encounter. What romantic encounter would that be? Please speak into the microphone.
I said that I reminded you of a romantic encounter.
said, and I quote, a certain someone.
Oh, I was talking about this song before this. But this song...
Jesus, that's some poor communication skills. So talk to you about that song. Cool. She does that remind you.
We're not talking about this song.
Carrie, we're just going to interview about your romance life. She's shy, ladies and gentlemen. There we
go. Okay, start over.
Carrie, you talked to her during the break about romance. Tell me a little bit about you and the romance. Pretty much anything. I'm dying here. You got 3 seconds before the song gets to talk. This song really just does all the talking for us.
Seen was just a mirror. Spent your whole life sweating in an endless fever. Like laying in a bathtub full of freezing water, wishing you were a ghost. But once you knew a girl and you named her lover, danced with her in kitchens through the greenest summer. Autumn came, she disappeared, you can't remember. But she said she was going to. But you know that she's gone, 'cause she left you a song that you don't want to sing. Sing it, I believe that love should be chained together. Turn it to a fire with the soft and letters. Left there to burn, left there to burn. Went together on a bed of clover, left there to sleep, left there to dream of their happiness.
That was Bright Eyes, with a little song that we call a perfect sonnet. This next song is by 50 Cent. It's called In the Club.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your
I'm on
birthday.
An we Amtrak train.
Like, it's your
moving south like, from Providence, Rhode Island,
and you know we don't give a fuck, like
to Orlando, Florida. We transfer onto the famous Amtrak line known as the Silver Comet in Washington, D.C., which is supposed to take us all the way to Orlando. We get onto the Silver Comet, believing that we have a sleeper car, which for those unacquainted with trains, is a little room that you get with your own damn bed. We're very excited, but we're exhausted. We've been on these terrible trains all day. There's been a track fire where the tracks lit on fire. There's been power failures where some character known as Mechanical had to get on the train and fix it for us. We're just pretty much, you know, we're tired of all the bullshit. We're looking forward to curling up in a little bed together, watching some movies on Harky's computerized DVD player, and doing some fun things like that. We find out, oh no, not only do we not have a sleeper car, we don't get seats. The seats are all taken up. We have to sit in the cafe, which is filled with fucking crazy people. One of those people has an open jogging suit, and he's singing Madonna over and over again and being really sleazy and telling jokes, and he laughs like this. This is just a sort of approximation. That guy is horrible. Another guy keeps on talking about how he's Italian, but he looks Irish. Or your version of himself. It doesn't matter. He's really drunk, and he keeps on hitting, he's like about 50 or 60, he keeps on hitting this like 18-year-old idiotic woman, who keeps on trying to make friends with everybody else by being like, what's your name? Let me buy you a beer. And throughout all of this, these two hip-hopper kids are playing In the Club by 50 Cent. It is 1 in the morning, and I have not slept all day. I've been on this horrible train all day, and all I hear is In the Club by 50 Cent. I hear them gossiping about hip-hop stuff, and I know that they are getting their facts wrong. I, who have never been a very big hip-hop fan, know that these hip-hoppers are phonies, yet they play 50 Cent In the Club again and again, louder and louder. It is 1:30 in the morning. I'm finally getting a seat, and I want to die.
Mommy, I got the eggs, I'm into taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, I'm into getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop up, nigga. G-Unit.
That song really trails off for far too long at the end. Just to clarify, I actually sort of like that song. It's just the connotation that I don't like. It's 10:57 and 59 seconds, so I'm getting ready to get out of here. I think I'm gonna play one more jam. That as I said was In the Club by 50 Cent. This last jam is going to be called Water and Sleep, and it's by Mira, who I really enjoy her music a whole lot. It's off of her record, You Think It's Like This, But Really It's Like That. I think that's what it's called. You Think It's Like This, But Really It's Like This. Yeah. Oh, that's a total twist there on the old traditional theme. Way to go, Mira. Keep them on their toes. The song is called Water and Sleep. I like both those things. And I plan on partaking on both this evening. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the second edition of Late Night Convos with your host, RJ, who is now a.k.a. Sweetie Bone. You guys take care of yourselves. Talk to you next week. Same Sweetie Bone time, same Sweetie Bone channel. That's yurt.org, http://yurt.org. Take us out, Mira.
Water come right up the street. Water come up to the edge of my bed. Water come up while I sleep. I'll wait for sleep. Leave salt on my sheets. Salt on my sheets. Star.
Take